the golden age of Hollywood produced a number of screen legends, and among the most unique and recognizable was Bette Davis. Davis had a career that spanned over 50 years, and a new play, All About Bette, surveys the life and work of one of the cinema's greatest stars. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Camilla Carr is an award-winning playwright and co-founder of the Frontera Repertory Theater Company. Ms. Carr has spent years researching the life of Bette Davis, and her new play, All About Bette, will be sampled during a stage reading at an upcoming fundraiser. I'm delighted to have Camilla Carr on the program for the first time. Good morning.
Thank you, Charles. I'm so happy to be here and talk about our fundraiser and about Bette Davis. We are delighted to present Morgana Shaw, who created the part of Bette Davis in our first production in Dallas and also at the Spoleto Festival. And joining us will be our four-time Tony Award-winning producer, Michael Jenkins, who is also a regular lecturer at Yale University and has so much to offer as far as information about how one puts together a Broadway play, how one chooses a Broadway play, and what attracted him to our play.
It's so great to see the level of quality and performance that you and your co-founder, Catherine Smith McGlynn, have brought to El Paso. You just had your debut with a great play, Reentry, amazing cast. Morgana Shaw, who plays Bette Davis in your new play, was also featured in Reentry. And just from the photographs I see of her, it's uncanny, her transformation into Bette Davis. I want to ask you briefly, though, about, you know, we're talking about theater here on a film program, but
yes.
the reason we're doing that is because your new play is about Bette Davis and her life, and there's going to be a reading of your script, I guess the first time in El Paso that this has been performed?
Yes, it is, and we are also grateful to Michael Jenkins and Morgana Shaw for donating their talents to make this happen. Bette Davis started out in the theater.
Yes.
She was a theater actress from the minute that she saw The Wild Duck, Ibsen's The Wild Duck, when she was, I think she was 18 years old. Mm. And 2 years later, she played the part with Blanche Yorka and the national tour of The Wild Duck. And so she started as a theater actress. Also, she trained with fantastic teachers. She went to the John Murray Anderson of Performing Arts, and her teacher was Martha Graham. That's how she learned how to move.
Yes.
And everything that she did in film was absolutely done with her entire body. I don't care if it was a close-up or if it was a long shot. She used her training that she had received with Martha Graham in everything that she did and fully credited her.
She was quite the perfectionist from everything I've read. I'm wondering, you know, a life that she spent over 50 years making films and television. You know, she pretty much almost died right after her last television spot in the 80s and began working in Hollywood in 31 after a brief stage career, and then was at Universal and, of course, at Warner Brothers. She was
exactly.
one of their biggest stars for many decades.
Yeah.
But I'm curious how you distill a life so big into a play.
Well, that was a process that took quite a long time. I spent 2 years reading every Bette Davis biography and autobiography, as well as going to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences library. I had a stack of research as tall as I am, and I went to the same resource where you went for your Edith Head project, to the Academy's library in Los Angeles. And they keep a file on every Academy Award nominated and recipient.
And, of course, she won two Oscars and was nominated
that's
another.
That's right. She won two Academy Awards, and she was nominated 10 times, although she would like to claim that it was 11, because when she did Of Human Bondage, she wasn't on the list. But so people wrote her in, and there was such a big brouhaha about the fact that she didn't win that they changed the rules for voting.
And in lore, she's the one that gave the name Oscar to the statue.
Well, she claims that she gave that to, she named it after her first husband, whose middle name was Oscar. His name was Ham Oscar Nelson. And she said, after all, I couldn't exactly name the Academy's greatest award the Ham, could I?
Going back a while before the research began. I mean, just what was it about Bette Davis? Is she someone that you admired? You also have a background in acting. And of all the actresses you could write a play about, why Bette Davis?
Well, because Bette Davis had such a fascinating life. Mm-hmm. She is endlessly dramatic.
Yes.
She was a scrupulous perfectionist, and she wasn't particularly nice about it. She didn't waste time with words. She just let you know what she wanted, what had to be done. And so, of course, she ended up in many bitter feuds, fights, arguments with her costumer, Ori Kelly. They had like a 20-year ongoing battle. and then Jack Warner. I mean, she was just endlessly ruthless with Jack Warner, as he was with her. They, in fact, got into a lawsuit.
Yeah. One of the early ones in the 30s.
It was unheard of. This would never happen before. And she sued him. And he sued her back, and of course he won. And so she had to come back and go back to work, having lost that big battle with him, which 4 years later was resolved by her dear friend, Olivia de Havilland. The battle was about the contract system,
right,
and it released the contract system. But Bette was responsible for that. She laid the groundwork for it. And she also did many other things. Like, she, along with John Garfield and her agent, Jewel Stein, created the Hollywood Canteen for during the war. The soldiers could come and dance with Hedy Lamarr and Bette Davis and Marlene Dietrich. And she said that Marlene Dietrich came straight from the set one time, still painted in gold, from tip to toe for whatever picture she was making. And she went straight into the kitchen and started washing dishes.
Amazing.
I mean, it must have been a great, great time.
Well, that's Hollywood in the 30s and
40s. Exactly.
And 50s.
And fortunately, I knew that part of Hollywood as well as a person could without having been there, because my dearly departed husband, the great Edward Anhalt, who won 2 Academy Awards for writing for the screen, was of that era. And actually, it's his voice that I used for Bette so much of the time, because he was so witty and so cryptic and could come up with the best lines ever. My agent at the time told me, he said, what you want to do, Camilla, is don't use anything that's already been said. Just take what is real from the research and then create your own dialogue. So that's what I did.
Did you also have All About Eve in the back of your head?
Well, yes, All About Eve was just an outstanding movie, and she should have won an Academy Award for it. She received a nomination, and of course there's another long story that goes along with that too, but
yes.
I don't know if we have time for all these stories. I could be here forever, you know, talking about Bette
Davis. Does the play cover her entire career?
It does. In the play, she ages from age 81 to 21.
Wow.
Morgana Shaw manages without a change in costume, does a
voice
few little things,
physicality.
Voice, physicality, to make you believe that you are with Bette Davis, whether she's 21, 41, or 81. And it's an amazing accomplishment for an actress.
I can't think of Bette Davis, of course, without thinking of Joan Crawford.
Well, neither could she.
The two seemed obsessed with one another in a bad way.
I think that she was less obsessed with Joan Crawford than Joan Crawford was obsessed with her. Mm. Bette simply did not have a tolerance for people, actors, who were not of her standard of professionalism or talent.
Do you think also that, I mean, Bette Davis had such a unique look. She was not glamorous, obviously, like a lot of the actresses that she was battling against in the 30s.
Well, when she got to Hollywood,
she was under contract with
Carl Laemmle, and she walked in, and he said, I mean, who is this little brown wren? I mean, how am I going to make anybody right. in the audience want to end up with her? He didn't know what to do with her, so he fired her, and she was hired by George Arliss to do a picture over at Warner Brothers. And it was so successful that she was put under contract and did 22 pictures before she did Of Human Bondage. Of Human Bondage was a picture where she was loaned out to RKO.
Right.
But that didn't happen easily. Every day she was on Jack Warner's doorstep, banging, hollering, please let me play this part. He said, why do you want to play that part? You're going to be loathed, hated, and despised. I want to be loathed, hated, and despised. I have to do something to distinguish myself because I'm not the pretty girl that everybody's trying to bleach my hair to become. Yeah. I have big eyes. My ears stick out, and I've got to have a part where I can play a monster to distinguish me. And she did, and it worked.
In real life, too. I think she once said, I'm pretty sure it was Betty Davis that said that in this business, if you're not a monster, you're not a star.
Right. I mean, she just firmly believed that if everybody in Hollywood liked you, then you were absolutely doing something wrong.
Right. But she was the consummate performer, too, perhaps all the way back to her stage days, that she did not suffer people who got by on their looks and glamour.
No. In fact, she turned down the part of Scarlett in Gone with the Wind, which Jack Warner was ready to option that for her to keep her from going on with this lawsuit. He wanted her to do this horrible picture, God's Country and the Woman. He said, I'll option this for you. And she said, no, I don't want to work with Errol Flynn. And so she left and went to England, and they got entangled in the lawsuit. And then it went over, and Scarlett O'Hara and Clark Gable, and they got the Oscars.
Now people will be able to see this transformation of Morgana Shaw into Betty Davis in your play
next Saturday. She will be costumed. She will be in costume. She will be in makeup, and she will be all over that stage.
And this is the Frontera Repertory Theater Company's first annual benefit fundraiser, and that's next Saturday at 6 p.m. in the Fox Fine Arts building on UTEP campus.
Yes, it is. And I'm happy to announce that among our auction items will be things that are given by our honorary board members, Ed Harris, Amy Madigan, Beth Henley, and Mark Medoff.
That is an awesome list of honorary board members.
Yes.
A few Oscars in there, too.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on all you and Catherine Smith McGlynn have put together. It's off to a great start with the Frontera Repertory Theater Company's offerings, and I'm so glad that you've wrapped this play up and you're getting it out to the world.
Thank you so very, very much. Please come, everybody. We need your support. Thank you.
I've been discussing the life and work of one of the cinema's most iconic actresses, Betty Davis, with playwright Camilla Carr. Ms. Carr is co-founder of the Frontera Repertory Theater Company, and her new play, All About Betty, An Interlude with Betty Davis, will receive a stage reading as part of the Frontera Rep's first annual benefit fundraiser. The Frontera Repertory Theater Company's benefit will take place next Saturday, October 27th at 6 p.m. in the Wise Family Theater, located on the UTEP campus in the Fox Fine Arts Building. For more information or to make reservations, log on to fronterarep.org or call 747-5118. A final program note, the Plaza Classic Film Festival will present a screening of the classic 1925 horror film, The Phantom of the Opera, on Sunday, October 28th at 6:30 p.m. As a special treat, the renowned Alloy Orchestra will perform their original musical score for the film live. Tickets are just $8 and available at the Plaza Theater box office. For more information, log on to plazaclassic.com. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.